The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Bob Burney Live.
Looking at today's news through a biblical worldview.
All right, I'm going to get to this story about the president of the Los Angeles Teachers Union that will blow your mind. But we continue to have breaking news. The settlement with John MacArthur's church and the L.A. County Board of Supervisors. Now we have just heard that the Texas House of Representatives has passed their voting bill and is going to head to the governor's desk for a signature. So, in other words, all of those Democrats that took off with the plane load of beer and Democrats, remember that? And none of them wearing masks, and they went to Washington, D.C. and said, "Oh, we're suffering. Can you send us some care packages? Maybe some Diet Dr. Pepper." Remember that? And then we found out that two of them were vacationing in some exotic place, and we're not going to go back because of the... Well, the Texas legislature has passed it anyway, and the governor says he'll sign it. So what did they accomplish, the Democrats? Nothing. Zero. Nope. No, nothing. Nothing whatsoever. Nope. So that's breaking news as well. The Texas GOP finally got it passed, and it's going to be headed to the governor. All right. The president of the Los Angeles Teachers Union. Now, Los Angeles is one of the largest school districts in the country. All right. Her name is Cecily Myert Cruz, and she sat down for a lengthy interview recently, I think it was last week, with Los Angeles Magazine. Yeah, Los Angeles Magazine. And she was asked all kinds of things about COVID. And, you know, Los Angeles, the kids in Los Angeles were not in school for a long, long time. And we have seen study after study after study that has indicated these kids that were not in class and they were completely online learning, virtual, have really suffered academically. There have been dozens of studies, and I don't know of a single one that has not said, well, you know, we had to keep the kids safe, but they really suffered academically. Well, the president of the Los Angeles Teachers Union says, nope. Let me give you some quotes. Now, again, this is from the president of the Los Angeles Teachers Union. She was asked about the learning loss during virtual education as opposed to being in class. And again, dozens of studies have all agreed, huge learning loss. She said, quote, "There is no such thing as learning loss." This is how she responded. This is from the magazine. She responds when asked how her insistence on keeping LA schools mostly locked down over the last year may have impacted the city's 600,000 kindergarten through 12th grade students. And then she said this. You ready? "If you're driving your car, hands at 10 and 2, hold tight. If you can affix your head to your shoulders with something, do it quickly so it doesn't spin off into space. All right, so she's asked. She says, quote, "There is no such thing as learning loss. Our kids lose, didn't, pardon me, let me start over. Our kids didn't lose anything. It's okay that our babies may not have learned all their times tables, but they did learn resilience. They learned survival. They learned critical thinking skills. They know the difference between a riot and a protest. They know the words insurrection and coup." She went on to say that learning loss is a fake crisis marketed by shadowy purveyors of clinical and classroom assessments. Now, let me read that again. I'm quoting. "Our kids didn't lose anything. It's okay that our babies may not have learned all their times tables, but they learned resilience. They learned survival. They learned critical thinking skills. They know the difference between riot and a protest. They know the words insurrection and coup. Learning loss is a fake crisis marketed by shadowy purveyors of clinical and classroom assessments." Yeah. They don't know their times tables. They don't know how to add, subtract, multiply. They didn't learn any of those things. But they know the difference between a riot and a protest. They know the words insurrection and coup. This is the president of the teachers' union. Reading, math, you know, history. Those things aren't really important. These kids learn the difference between a riot and a protest. And they know the words insurrection and coup. Well, LA Magazine, as a part of reporting this interview, pointed this out. This is from the magazine. This is not from the teachers union president. Quote, again, this is from Los Angeles Magazine. "Last spring, an astonishing 64% of LA's unified middle and high schoolers, some 129,000 kids, were not actively engaging in the district's online learning program, according to a report by the nonprofit advocacy group Great Public Schools, citing the LA school district's own internal analysis. Hardly any of the district's 229,000 elementary school students were logging on to virtual learning at all." According to the research done by LA Magazine, 64% of the middle and high schoolers, 129,000 kids, were not even engaged in the online school. In other words, they were receiving no education whatsoever. None, zero, zip, zilch, nada. No education whatsoever. 64%. That was middle and high schoolers. When it went to elementary schools, and again I'm quoting, "Hardly any of the district's 229,000 elementary school students were logging on at all." So in other words, the overwhelming majority of the students in the LA school district were receiving no education whatsoever. And yet the president of the teachers' union said, "They got a good education. There's no such thing as learning loss. They didn't suffer at all." because they know the difference between a riot and a protest, and they know the words insurrection and coup. Did I mention to you that this is the president of the Los Angeles Teachers Union, Cecily Myert Cruz? Yep. No regrets whatsoever about keeping the kids home from school, even though the statistics indicated most of the students in Los Angeles, most, the majority, received no instruction whatsoever. This is American education.
Talk radio that makes a difference.
Makes a difference.
This is Bob Burney Live.
Well, I don't think we've mentioned COVID today. Another big spike here in the state of Ohio. We went over 5,000 new cases again. And, of course, the controversy rages over the vaccines. And I hear from our listeners, and our listeners are very diverse in their thoughts about vaccines. We have a lot of people in my audience, I think you would consider anti-vax. They don't want vaccines, no vaccines whatsoever. And that's what they believe. And I get emails, Bob, you got to tell people they can't get vaccines. And then we have probably an equal number of people in my audience who have received the COVID vaccine, believe that other people should. I hope that they're not pushing it and dividing, you know, from friends and family and so forth over it. So what I'm saying is the opinion in my audience is all over the place. Never get it. Gotta get it. And everything in between. What I have consistently tried to do from the very beginning is give you information to help you make a wise decision. Okay? I have never once said, you need to get a vaccine. I have never once said, you should not get the vaccine. I've been honest with you. Joy and I have gotten it. No regrets. So anyway, I have tried desperately to give you information on both sides so you can make an informed decision. And I'll continue to do that, but I got to really hurry. Headline, Israel, once the model for beating COVID, faces new surge of infections. Dateline Jerusalem. Last spring, Israel's remarkably swift vaccination campaign was seen as a global model. Coronavirus infections plummeted. No longer. And then it goes on, talks about the fourth wave of infections in Israel and many, many, many of the people getting the COVID are vaccinated. A huge percentage of Israelis are vaccinated, which leads me to this headline. Israel registers almost 11,000 cases in a single day, marking a new record. Okay. Israel is seeing a record number of new COVID cases, in spite of the fact that almost the entire country is vaccinated. So you could make the argument, well, the vaccines don't work. That's proof. Israel, you know, was the model for the whole world. And obviously the vaccines don't work because 11,000 people came down with COVID just yesterday. You could make that argument. But when you read both of these articles, you also understand that even though they set a brand new record yesterday for the number of new cases in a single day, Compared to the last surge before the vaccines, far fewer hospitalizations and far fewer deaths. I think that's important. And that's the other side of the coin. It would seem reasonable to conclude from this, the vaccine does wear off. But those that are vaccinated are far less likely to be seriously ill or to die. So in order to get a complete picture of what's going on in Israel, you got to look at the surge in new cases, but you also have to look at the number of serious hospitalizations and deaths. Cases are up, hospitalizations and deaths are pretty dramatically down from a year ago. You reach your own conclusion. And then I've got this story, and I'm just passing this on. I'm trying to give you information. Quote, an unvaccinated Texas pastor who nearly died in the ICU of COVID-19 returned to the pulpit this past Sunday after nearly 2 months and encouraged his members to get vaccinated, telling them, I don't want you to go through the horror that I faced. Danny Reeves, senior pastor of First Baptist Church of Corsicana, Texas, preached for the first time since July 4th, after which he contracted COVID, was taken to the hospital, barely able to breathe. The doctor told him he was so sick, he might not die. The pastor said, and I quote, I was not vaccinated, he said during his sermon. And the reason I wasn't vaccinated is not because I'm anti-vax. I just didn't think I needed it. He went on to say that he was, quote, overconfident and cavalier about COVID, believing he would be in quarantine only a few days before recovering. But I learned that's not the way COVID works. It can ravage the healthy body of a young person. And so I want to say to you today that I know I was wrong. Please learn from my story. I do encourage you to get the vaccination. Why? Because I don't want you to go through the horror that I faced. I believe it could have prevented my hospital stay and my desperate fight for life. The pastor added he still believes in freedom and personal choice. Quote, you can receive it or reject it. It's your choice, and I'm not going to get emotional about it. I'm not going to come after you about that. I believe that's freedom. But then he went on to say, please, please, please get vaccinated. He is 49 years old and was very healthy before the COVID. So again, I am passing on information. You have to make up your own mind. Have a great evening, but please remember whose you are.
Listen. Listen. Think. Think. Discern. Discern.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.